This is The Missing Link with your host, the insufferable, but never boring, Sean Jackson.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Missing Link. I'm your host, Sean Jackson, and joined, as always, by the unique and essentially awesome Micah Gadea. Micah, how are you?
I am awesome. You're right. I am awesome, Sean. How are you doing today?
Always good. Always good. You know, the worst I do is wonderful, but today is a far, far better day. And you want to know why?
Tell me.
Because we're going to get into some tactical information on LinkedIn today, and I'm so excited. And here's why. Because if you've been following the show for a while, you'll realize that we kind of are starting this idea of going from interview, tactical information, interview, tactical. And we're going to play with that for a while, Micah. Is that going to be fun? So we can kind of go from thought to practicality all in the same series.
I love it. I think we're geniuses.
Oh, I can't disagree with you on that one, Micah. So here's what I did, because I was really thinking about this when I was coming up with this episode idea, is I know a lot of quality thought leaders in our space. And I thought, wouldn't it be great to get a tip from each one of these people? So I went to PubCon Austin and I took my little recorder with me. That's why the quality sounds kind of weird. I took my recorder with me and I just was grabbing people in the hallway that I had known and say, hey, can you get on here and share a tip about LinkedIn with me? So we have got, I think, a great sampling of power tips from some of the most influential thought leaders in online marketing. Micah, what do you think?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be fun. And this will be a very unique episode where we're going back and forth and we're sharing tips. But I got to be serious for a second, Micah. I owe our audience an apology.
Okay.
I do.
Is that because maybe you're a link hole on the air, Sean?
Micah, you can't call me a link hole.
I had to put it out there. If you're going to give the apology, let's just name it.
No, it's not that. And by the way, Sonia Simone, thank you for creating a new Portaman 2 for the copy blogger lexicon. Link hole. Micah, no, that's not why I'm apologizing. I'm apologizing because we have such a diverse audience, including amazing people overseas.
Right.
And every time we put a plug in for our text messaging, our 41411 with the keyword my link, all of our international people who try to do it come back and say, Sean, does this not work overseas? And it turns out it doesn't. If you are in the US and Canada, you can pick up your phone right now and put in 41411 with the keyword my link. And what that will do is subscribe you to our text messaging system, and we immediately send you a link to our very private discussion group that we have over LinkedIn, which has been pretty wild, hasn't it, Micah?
I mean, yes,
isn't it great? I mean, people are asking detailed questions, asking for advice. We're responding to them, giving great insight. But then our international audience gets a little miffed.
We
are.
Yeah, I'm sorry too, and I don't even think I'm a link hole.
Yeah.
But you never know.
So what we're going to do is this. I set up an email address, missinglink@rainmaker.fm. If you're international and you want to get access to this awesome private group we have over on LinkedIn, where we're talking about LinkedIn marketing strategy, answering questions, just send an email to missinglink@rainmaker.fm. But if you're in the US or Canada, pull out that phone, send a text message to 41411 with the word my link, MYLINK, all one word, don't let it autocorrect. We're going to then send you a link to our discussion group. You're subscribing to our text message. We will never spam you, folks, never. But go ahead and take a chance to do that now. And for our international audience, you are so important to us. I feel terrible that the SMS system that I'm using doesn't support it. But you know what? I think we got a good workaround, Mike. What do you think?
I love it. missinglink@rainmaker.fm. Email us and we'll take care of it.
Exactly. So we're going to go to a quick break for our sponsor, the Rainmaker Platform. And when we come back, we are going to get into all of these awesome power tips. Sound like a plan, Micah?
I love it. I'm excited.
The Missing Link is brought to you by the Rainmaker Platform, the complete website solution for content marketers and online entrepreneurs. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive at rainmaker.fm rainmaker.com/platform.
We're back from the break, everyone. And Micah, you ready?
I'm ready.
So who do we have first up on the power tips on using LinkedIn, Micah?
It looks like Tim Ash is up first. He's the CEO of SiteTuners.
Yes, Tim also has been a good friend of mine, a great quality guy. I'm so excited. Let's go ahead and listen to him and his tip for how he uses LinkedIn.
LinkedIn has a unique feature, which I'm very fond of. Obviously, SiteTuners is an agency, one of the premier CRO agencies in the world. And most of our business is considered purchase. I mean, we're working with long sales cycle, and you don't know really, you can't create that machine to suck money out of the bottom of the funnel. You have to just take people wherever they are in that process. Well, LinkedIn is the only network, to my knowledge, that allows you to see who's viewed your profile. You don't get the same kind of thing on Facebook. You can see when someone seen your private message, but not generally who's looked at you. So I have lots of people looking at our profile, at my profile, and what I always do is take the care to personally respond to each of those people every day. It's a little time-consuming, but what you do is say, hey, you looked at my profile recently. You know, let me know if there's anything I can do to help. Sometimes it's people I know that I'm pretty close to. Sometimes it's total strangers. But once in a while, you actually get the people at the point of consideration, and they care about the fact that you care about them and reached out.
I love the strategy, and I want to sum it up again because I think this is really important. To sum up, you basically look at your stats, or you look at your you log in, and it will tell you this. There are the people that
how many people have viewed your profile, and who they are. Some of them are anonymous, so you can't reach out to those, but many are not.
So you go in, you look at their profile, and then you send them an in message, basically an in mail message, and it says thank you for looking. If I can be of any help,
there's anything I can do to help, and it's a sincere coming from a service kind of.
And that's
message.
I think the trick, though, right? It's the trick that hey, let me tell you more about what I'm doing. No. It's more of, how can I help you? I'm here. What is there something I can help you achieve, get,
by the way, Sean, it's not a trick. It's my real attitude, okay?
You mean you're really a nice guy? Damn it. Gosh, well, I'm completely flummoxed by this. But I see your point, though, is that by reaching them at that point when they're looking at your profile, they're looking there for a reason, right?
So as a marketing tactic, it has something similar to do with abandonment recovery and email, for example. It's been shown that if you don't reach out to somebody within 5 minutes, even if you just delay from 5 minutes to a half hour reaching out to someone, the chances of you ultimately closing that deal go down by a factor of 30. Yeah, so you got to get them while they're hot. When they just looked at your profile, they're thinking about you for some reason. A week later, they're not.
Gotcha.
And it's the same principle. So it's really important to be timely, and that's why I do it daily, and I just look at who looked at my profile that day, and I just send them a quick note. 95% of people won't respond. That's okay.
But it's the 5% that make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
So, Micah, what did you think of Tim Ash's idea? I was blown away.
Yeah.
I think it is – you know, it's so funny because I'm such a narcissist. I love it to see who looks at my profile, right? But I never did anything with it. And Tim's advice I think is spot on, which is LinkedIn is sharing who is looking at your profile. So reach back out to them in a kind, giving way to say, what can I help you with? What can I do for you? I just love that.
Right.
So I think that's one of the power tips out there that is such an easy way to pull off and so easy to do. But that's not the only power tip we have, Micah. Who's next up on our power tip list?
Eric Enge from Stone Temple, one of our favorites.
I love Eric. We're going to actually have an exclusive interview with Eric about LinkedIn in another episode. But let's go ahead and take a listen to what Eric has to share.
So here's the thing. People notice when you visit their profile. Okay, and a lot of people who you visit their profile, they'll reach out to you, they'll ask you, which is by itself a good tip, they'll ask you if you're interested in anything, you know, do you need any help or that. Some of them will immediately send you requests to connect. Some of them will follow you. And so if you actually use LinkedIn search, very powerful tool to locate people, and then you visit profiles that are of interest to you, mm-hmm. it's kind of a soft way of making an initial introduction of yourself to someone without doing the unsolicited email or unsolicited communication
thing. So let me sum that up. So basically, you go use the LinkedIn advanced search feature, find people in the space, and you go visit their profile, knowing that they're going to get a report that says, hey, Eric or Sean, somebody came and visited me, and they may end up connecting with you, reaching out to you, conversely, et cetera.
Right, and then now they're initiating.
Excellent Sweet. Point. Yeah, right, that would definitely work.
So, Micah, Eric almost comes up with the complete opposite approach.
Absolutely. He says, go look at them and then wait for them to respond to you.
And I think that's a good bracket, if you will, to this whole concept of visiting people, have people who visit you, reaching out to the people who visit you, going out and actively reaching, visiting those people out there. So again, if this universe, this ecosystem of constantly checking who's viewing whom can actually start to lead to some very solid connections, which if you do it right, then it could possibly lead to potential business. I just love those two because they're the perfect bracket.
Yep. And exactly. And all the while, you're learning about your niche, you're learning about other people, and you're building your business, you're building your knowledge base, your personal knowledge base, and you're building your network and your community all at the same time.
Absolutely. All right. But we have more, folks. We have absolutely more power tips. Micah, who's up next up on our influential thought leader LinkedIn tips and tactics?
Next, we've got Adam Reamer.
Adam! Oh, yeah. My word. Adam is such a big guy in the affiliate marketing space. Let's hear what he has to suggest.
Okay, so I noticed that I was not getting a lot of LinkedIn shares or likes on my marketing blog, and I decided to play with it and see what was going on. So what I noticed is you can upload blog posts to LinkedIn, but if you upload your posts, if it's indexable, it could get indexed, and now you could compete with LinkedIn, especially if you don't have a lot of authority on it. You can also then have all of your content there so people don't visit your website, which means you don't get your newsletter opt-ins, you don't get your monetization strategies, and you don't get your traffic.
Basically sharecropping on the LinkedIn, right? I mean, you don't want – so what did you do about it?
So the first thing that I was doing was just using the sharing icon. Once I realized that was, okay, that's one thing you can do. The next thing I started doing was sharing but also including a couple paragraphs, and I noticed some more engagement from it. My posts tend to be probably 2,000 to 5,000 words each. So I decided to start running another test. Instead of doing a blog post or a full post, I would go in and I would put probably 3,000 out of the 5,000 words into the blog post or into the stream as an update. And at that point, I would say, if you'd like to see more, click here to go through. And I would link into the post, and I would have a note on, if you're from LinkedIn, go down to the bottom section, go down to this section, where you can find the rest of the post.
So let's go through this. You would go in and you would update and you would put in a page, basically a post page, mm-hmm. inside of LinkedIn under your status. You'd put in about 3,000 of the 5,000 words that you wrote, right? So you take a post that you've written, 5,000, take the first 3,000, then you'd have a link at the bottom to say, if you want to read more, basically click here, all right?
Yeah.
So what happened?
So, well, I also split test that to say if you want the really good stuff, or if you want to keep going, you want the big finale, click here or find the rest here. And it was a link that went directly into my blog. And when that happened, people would actually read through and get hooked because there's only so much you can get in a paragraph. But if they start reading, they go through. And as they hit the bottom of my post, I moved my social icons and made LinkedIn a little more prominent on the bottom, and my shares and likes went up a good tenfold.
So really? On the page, right, you're driving traffic to that page on your blog site, and you moved your social share icons with LinkedIn more prominent at the bottom of that post. So as people continue to reading, go through, your social share's there, LinkedIn's prominent, and you're saying you got a tenfold increase on the number of shares for that post?
Yes, because this is what I'm guessing. At the very bottom of the post, if they've made it through all of that writing at that point, and they came from LinkedIn, the big thing is they're a LinkedIn user, and they're going to share to LinkedIn. That's what I'm guessing happened. And they'd see it at the bottom. It's now more easy to see, and it's much easier to click like on it, and the like was also a share. And then if there was a certain product, like if I'd be talking about New Rainmaker, for example, what I could also do is, because at the bottom you're able to control the settings on your plugins, depending on which one you use, you can actually put in your snippet for them to share with their followers. And then you can say, read this post here and buy the product I'm talking about here. Put in your advertising disclosure, and then you can also include your affiliate link then and monetize your LinkedIn that way with everyone else doing the work for you.
So Micah, Adam being very tricky, isn't he?
Yeah, yep, and it's all about design too.
Yeah, it really is. It was really kind of taking this idea, because what he was really talking about, folks, is taking these blog posts and using the update feature, not the post feature that they have in there, but the update is taking snippets of this update, big snippets, you know, 2,000 words right. out of it, et cetera, putting it into the update and, again, drawing them into the experience on your site, and then, again, providing unique ways of helping them share the content out through their network from your site. And again, trying to push product sales, et cetera. Plus, he had a nice little plug for Rainmaker in there. So
I know. I loved that. Thank him. And don't forget, I mean, I think one of the biggest things that he also mentioned was, or the thing that I got from it, was when you bring them back to your site, when you bring them there, you give them the action buttons that tell them what to do next.
Yes.
Make it easy and clear for what do you want them to do and let them do it.
Agreed. And that is something that is so important, is to make sure that your entire plan is making it easy for people to go to the next stage. And I think this was a great tip that he provided. Okay, so now who do we have next on the Power Tip It Brigade?
We have Mr. Bill Leak with us.
Bill, I love Bill. You know, Bill is so damn smart. Not only did he go to Yale, he also got his MBA from the University of Texas. And I will tell you, every time I visit with him, he is just one of those really super smart, nice guys. Let's hear what Bill has to say.
There are a couple very strong things you can do with LinkedIn ads. First, if you have any content that you're trying to promote, the ability to do sponsored and promoted content, for example, let's say you're trying to do a survey, or you have a webinar or something coming up, you can promote that like the Dickens throughout LinkedIn and with ads and get exactly the right people to that content. If all you have is an ad and not rich content, you can do a great deal with that as well. Do you know in LinkedIn you can choose by company? You can target different ads.
Really?
For company A or company B. If I'm trying to reach all the decision makers who have a VP title at Walmart,
right,
I could have an ad just for them.
Really? So it kind of follows them around a little bit, right?
If I'm trying to recruit employees from a competitor,
right,
I could have an ad just for them.
Just for them.
Just
zero
for
target,
them.
Just on the company.
If I'm trying to target any sort of VP of e-commerce title or VP of digital title, I can do titular-based advertising on
sure.
LinkedIn. I can do by company size.
Nice.
So people are not always on LinkedIn to, you know, to purchase. A lot of them are there for more HR-related reasons. But it's still a very, very powerful targeting platform, and it's distressingly left up to the recruiters. And there's often incredibly fertile B2B mileage to be gained from LinkedIn, especially since normal search engines, you know, Google and whatnot, can be, you know, a lot of wastage when you're doing B2B marketing, especially when you get out of the SMB space.
So kind of summing up what you talked about is that really kind of look at LinkedIn ads as very much of a micro-targeting vehicle and really think through, especially in the B2B space, hitting on those companies, hitting on those individuals in the companies either as an individual or as a group to go and target them.
Great way of summing it up, Sean. Micro-targeting, heavy, heavy B2B focus, and also a great way to focus outside of small businesses. If your ideal client is not a five-person firm, but it's a 500-person firm or 5,000, LinkedIn is a great way to go straight for that without having all the wastage of having 2-3-person firms call you up when that's not your sweet spot.
So, Micah, completely different, talking
yep.
about ads on LinkedIn.
Yep. And this reminds me of the Nissan ad that
yes.
Jason Miller was telling us about.
Yes. The fact that you can go in using that advanced targeting to go after not only SMBs, but after big companies, individuals in big companies, whether you want to sell to them or recruit them, is just amazing to me.
It is. I mean, yeah, this one blew me away. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. Because again, as marketers, that understanding our audience is so crucial, and being able to have a tool that we can drill in and find that detailed information, and more importantly, target not only the individual, but entire companies or ranges of titles, et cetera, huge and important. So great tip from Bill. Really appreciate it. All right, Micah, I think we're coming close to the end, and we saved the best for last, I hope. Who is it?
We did. We did. Kristen Nair, the CEO from Bootcamp Digital. With us.
Ah, love Krista. We speak on tons of panels together. Dynamic individual. Let's hear what she has to say.
Sure. So a lot of people on LinkedIn focus on their profiles, but something marketers forget about is the power of LinkedIn pages. So the first tip is just regular status updates, even if they're scheduled. Something interesting is that we've looked at brands that have 10% the size of the following on their LinkedIn page as they do on Facebook, yet their LinkedIn updates are organically reaching more people and generating more interactions. So we spend all this time on Facebook, people forget about LinkedIn.
Right.
Power tip related to that is one of the things that actually works really well in boosting your organic results of company page posts on LinkedIn is as simple as having your employees share them. So we've seen, I know it seems so obvious, but a lot of people don't update their own status on LinkedIn, right? So the LinkedIn status update idea is like big to begin with because the news feed is underutilized by so many people. So just by posting a page status update, having your employees reshare that, you can see huge lifts in your reach. And most people are super surprised to find out how effective that is.
So to pair it back, on my company page, just having my employees reshare what's on my company page, is it really as simple as that?
Bingo.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And just train them. Every time you log into LinkedIn, pop into our page and just reshare the top one or two things. And you'll see huge lifts in your reach from that.
So, Krista, I loved that advice because, you know, we talked so much about profiles, et cetera, but we're going to get folks more into more other tactical things. I think we talked enough about profiles, and her advice is spot on, Micah.
Yep. Yep. Use your community to get the word out.
Exactly. And especially employees. And that, by the way, I am going to talk a little bit later in other episodes about the new tool coming out from LinkedIn called Elevate, which is going to make that process of putting content into the hands of your employees so they can instantly share it out a lot better. It's going to come out in the summer of 2015. Once it's out, we'll talk about it more. But here's the basic thing that got me is that you can lift up your page and make it so easy for your employees to come up with new status updates by just updating that company page and sending an email out saying, we updated the company status page, share this through your network.
Right, right.
And you know,
making it easy. Again, you know, making it easy.
Exactly. Making it easy. And I think, again, especially with those company pages, you know, allowing you to not only put your information in there, but providing it easy for your employees to share it so that, again, that their audience can get it. It just amplifies like crazy. So, Micah, this has been a good little episode. Lots of power tips through this, aren't there?
Yeah, I've loved it. Yep.
You know, and I really think that one of the things that make our podcast unique, quite frankly, is not only
besides you and I.
Yeah, exactly. But I do think it is the SMS messaging system that we put together, the private discussion group that SMS is tied to. So again, if you want more tips, techniques, ideas, just like what we had on the episode, then get your phone out, send a message to who, Micah?
41411.
With the keyword?
MyLink, MYLINK. Do not let it autocorrect and put a space in there. It's just one word, MYLINK.
And we will go ahead and send you a link to this private discussion group in LinkedIn where we have all sorts of tips, tactics, advice. And if you are international, like I said at the top of the show, just send an email to missinglink@rainmaker.fm and I'll get you into that group. And again, my international audience, I am so sorry that text messaging doesn't work there, but you know what? We're going to take care of you. missinglink@rainmaker.fm. And Micah,
we're
coming to the end of the show, but I do want to give a little sneak peek out. Who is going to be on our next episode?
That would be Eric Inga. Am I correct?
Eric Inga from Stone Inga. Temple. Now, if you don't know who Eric is, I will tell you, I think he is like the hardest working man in content marketing. This guy is everywhere. He's doing video, podcast, writing, Stone Temple. He's even written a book, for goodness sake, called The Art of SEO. I mean, the guy is a phenomenally smart thought leader. But what really I like best about him is that he is doing, much like Copyblogger, putting all of his ideas into action and sharing everything that he's doing to grow his business. And he's going to be on our next episode, Micah.
Ah, that's exciting. I'm glad. I'm really glad.
So I think we have come to the end of the hit parade for tips and tactics from the influential online marketers out there. Mike, any closing thoughts?
I just want to give a shout out to you, Sean. I have seen some of the questions that have come in to our LinkedIn group and the incredible detailed answers. And so I really just want to invite our audience to write in with your questions because we're all learning with you and we thank you for leading us. Well, but I've been impressed with your answers and thank you very much for them.
Well, Micah, thank you so much. Even though you did call me a link hole at the beginning of the show, I think it's okay.
We're still cool, right?
We're still cool. I'll talk to you about it after the show. Folks, you have a good week. We'll see you on the next episode of The Missing Link. Take care.
Thank you for being with us.
You have just experienced The Missing Link exclusively on Rainmaker.fm.